Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's good, y'all? Welcome to the Marriage Bootcamp Hip Hop Edition After Show. This episode is lit because hands are thrown, the honey is missing, and so is the love. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss it. You're watching AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
AfterBuzz, AfterBuzz, AfterBuzz. I got to get my Howard on.
What's good, Buzz family? Welcome to the Marriage Bootcamp Hip Hop Edition After Show. This episode is so crazy, y'all. So first of all, Soulja blows up on Nia. Fizz and Tiffany may not work out. And does Mo finally trust Carl or not? Nah? We also have our Counselor's Corner, fan shout out, news and gossip and predictions, and a few more things for y'all. But before all of that, let us introduce ourselves. I'll start with myself. My name is Byron K. To the left.
What's going on, y'all? I'm here with the buzz. You here with the buzz?
Yeah,
I'm feeling a little buzz.
I was like, the buzz?
You Uh-oh. Like that? I'm a little buzz. Hi, guys. It's me, Jayla Rocks, and I'm here.
Hey, guys. It's me, Sierra Stafford. How do I always go after this? I just don't know, but...
I know. I'm like the in-house comedian here, so okay.
Y'all be bringing all the fire, though, man. Y'all be bringing... Yo, speaking of fire, Soulja Boy blew up. I just gotta get straight to it, man, because Soulja blew up on Nia, man. He really went in on her. Like, how would y'all feel if it was you in that situation? I'm gonna start with Sierra, because you want to say something.
No, listen, look, okay. But I'm trying to be fair here. Okay, Sierra, you go ahead.
That was so nice.
Yeah, you're welcome.
No, I'll be quick. But no, honestly, I did think she was being a little dramatic as far as the scream.
Yeah.
But then again, I can see in the moment, I'd probably be like, I'm laying down, you standing over me. I don't know what you're capable of doing. Mm-hmm. So I did think that scene was a little bit like, oh, shoot, what's going to happen? Like, and does he usually beat on her? You know, like, because her reaction was like, she knew what was about to happen. So I don't know.
I think she
like
did because she didn't want, she didn't know what was happening, which is a red flag by itself. But what do you think?
I mean, she said it, so.
Okay, so I know this is not funny at all because I don't think abuse is funny at all. But when
stop
you
smiling.
See,
stop
when
laughing.
You see Soulja Boy walking, he reminds
I think
me.
I know what you
he reminds me of that thing from Men in Black, the little cockroach thing, the skinny tall thing. And if you see that running towards you, I would be scared too. But I don't think he's a threat. Big Draco ain't no big threat to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, after he walked off and like showed him, I said, look how tight and skinny he is. Like, Nia could really crush him if she really wanted
I
feel like.
I could beat your ass, Soulja.
Right. What? We all
I just
could
think
at this
it
point.
Was like a cry for attention for her. Like, you know how when you hit your little sister and
they
she
go,
starts to scream real loud and, you know.
That's scary,
but
though, because,
I
like, Tammy was ready to, like, back her girl up.
I mean, but if you heard the scream, everybody was like everybody stormed in the room because she screamed that loud. That's how I was like, why is she being dramatic? Because we knew he wasn't hitting her, but the way she was screaming, you would have thought he was just swinging in there on her. But she did tell, you know, her, like, I didn't know, so I just started screaming. So, yeah. I mean, I kind of get it, so.
But that's a problem within itself, because if you're physically scared of somebody in a relationship, you shouldn't be in a relationship with them.
That's true.
Yeah, you shouldn't be hovering over me. If you try to get my phone, you shouldn't be trying to get my phone in the first place, for one, yeah. And two, though, if you trying to do all that, you could have came in on the side. You standing above me while I'm laying down, you probably, I would have screamed. I would have just started swinging.
She said pick a better angle next time.
That's funny. Pick a better angle or something, because no, baby.
But overall, the episode left me, like, shook. I enjoyed it. It was one of my favorites compared to Emotional's last week episode. So, more money, more problems.
More money, more problems. Or in this case, more honey, more problems. But one problem we don't want to have is any problems with our fans. So, Jayla, tell them how we feel about them.
Of course. Look, we don't want no problems. So, before we move on to our topic, we just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk and for us to continue to grow. We could use your help in this couple little things. Make sure you guys subscribe to this channel right now. If you're listening to us live, make sure you give us 5 stars. If you're watching us right now, make sure you hit that thumbs up and subscribe, because we give you all the good teas every episode. So, and yeah, make sure you do that. Follow us on Instagram and be interactive. We want to know what you got to say.
Bang, bang, we love
that y'all. That was a lot.
And you knocked it out, though.
Thank you.
So what happened?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Next was, so they had this challenge where they had to make these drinks and everything, but there was one thing missing, which was the honey. And guess where the honey was? In the bee cage. See, I told y'all there was going to be some bees. I just felt them, and I saw, like, the little pit and everything. I'm like, they got to have some bees up in there. So they went, and they got the honey from the bees. A few people did. So Soja, Tammy, Jessica, Fizz, and Mo all got to make a decision if they wanted to take the challenge or if they wanted their partner to. So Soja, Tammy, and Jessica, they bit the bullet and they took the challenge. Whereas Fizz and Mo, they like, nah, G, we ain't having no parts in that. How'd you feel about them, the ones like Fizz and Mo, not taking the challenge?
Jayla?
If I was Lil Fizz and Lil Mo, I would have let them do it. I mean, I'm in the same play, because you never know, like, what's around the corner. Like, things have been good. We done cried all last week. Now, what's around the corner? The fact that they have to ask us, oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
The fact that they have to ask me,
you know, it's something.
Yeah, I'm a pass it on over, babe. You got this. So
I agree with Mo's decision, because Carl been tripping. So I would say, you know what? Yeah, give him the challenge. So I was all for Lil Mo. I'm sorry, because I would have did the same thing if I was her.
Yeah.
As far as Lil Fizz, you
that's
know,
different.
He just honestly, regardless of the dynamic of their relationship, I feel like just being a man and just stepping up in general, he could have did it. Where I don't care if they don't have sex. I don't care if they don't like each other. I don't care what it is. Just being a man in general, you should have just did it.
Yeah.
So I don't like how he's approaching things.
I don't have a problem with him not doing it. My only issue is with him, like, oh, man, I low-key wanted to do it, man. Oh, these bees, man, I never did something like this. If I would have done it, it's like, but you didn't do it. You gave it to her to do. Yeah.
Oh, because he said, oh, I remember he said, I didn't know what the challenge was. So basically you said if you knew it was bees, you would have did it. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, so during the challenge, right when she was about to start doing it, he's like, man, I could have done the challenge. I should have. I low-key wanted to do it just to be the man. And it's like, bruh, but you gave it to her this morning. So why are you saying that now?
Oh, but this is before we knew he gave it to her. So yeah.
I know. Yeah. And I knew something was up. But the way they tied it all in together at the end, I was like, in true marriage boot camp fashion, like, it's always something around the corner. So
that's
I'm
crazy.
Like, but the fact that they had to choose, like I said, if I didn't know what it was, I don't care if we was frying some chicken, saving some dolphins, you gonna do it.
But I'm like Tammy though, because I don't know, maybe it's just the Leo-ness. I would have just did it. Like, yeah. But I'm like that. Like, every time Tammy talks, it's like I'm looking at each other in the eye. Like, I would have did it because I'm just that type of person.
Yeah, well, Tammy's a real one anyway. So, like, you know.
So, yeah, like I said, yeah, I see me and Tammy here. So, I probably would have did it. I would have did it.
But, yeah, as far as Fizz and Tiffany, I think their relationship, well, it's been gone. We've said this plenty of times, but I think it's really gone now because at this point, she's just chalking up everything like, yep, he effed me over again. Yep, he effed me over again. So, I think she's over it and he's just trying to escape at this point, but he just has to stick it out for the next couple days.
Why did they come? That's my only question.
I don't know. I wonder who. I'm assuming that she drug him onto the show. Because I don't think he would have grabbed her and be like, yo, let's do this show.
But regardless of you, if you know you're both single, you're not going to work towards it. He knows he don't want her. He literally said it. So my thing is, why come? Like, maybe, I don't get the point of wasting airtime.
Maybe it is just the publicity. Like, you know, we live in a time now where everybody's trying to make their big comeback. So you might as well, like, hop on TV. And I think that's part of why Soulja Boy said, oh, I made the biggest comeback of 2018. Because, you know, he's back on TV and doing his thing like that. So I think just being on TV, a lot of people see that as an opportunity to make a comeback. But I don't think this is a good look for Fizz or Tiffany. I think it's a good growing experience from both, but not a good look.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say this tarnishes their look. I wouldn't say that. I mean, honestly, they both annoy us in some way, but I don't think this tarnishes their image.
It doesn't tarnish. It just don't help it.
Yeah, if you think outside of the show, I don't think no one is bashing Fizz or Tiffany because we all see how toxic they are together, so we don't even care for them
but
to be together.
But we already saw toxicity in Love and Hip Hop. They're all Love and Hip Hop stars. So this is like watered down Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah.
And I'm down. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I want to go to the comments really quick. Our live viewers and listeners. Doran P said, I wouldn't have taken the challenge. I'm scared of bees. So me and you right here.
I'm scared too.
They give you a whole suit of armor though.
It don't matter. You see those little holes in the eye part, in the nose part?
That's the safest part. The net is the safest.
Then Tammy said she felt like someone's in there.
But that's her being paranoid. That's some PTSD.
Yeah, it was zipped up because they can't get in there. You're right.
Yeah. See, I would have done it. As long as I get to wear the suit, I'm cool because the suit was actually kind of dope.
Yeah. And if I was chosen to do it, I would have just did it. I don't know, but that's just me. I just would have did it. Like, I don't know. I probably would have been scared of shit. Yeah, but I would have did it.
The only thing that would have annoyed me is the sound of the bees. Of
I don't like any
of
that.
Because you can feel that.
Yeah. And my skin does crawl just seeing ants, so imagine what that would have did.
Well, guess what I brought you guys today? A box of bees. No, I'm just kidding.
Absolutely.
Show's over.
I was going to release them in the studio so we can have fun.
This AfterBuzz, but not too literal now.
So this challenge was supposed to be, we found out that Dr. V said this was a challenge basically about sacrifice. Like, are you willing to sacrifice for your significant other? And it shows that I think overall, Mo, definitely, she sacrifices for Carl. But I think it shows that Fizz is not willing to sacrifice for Tiffany because he don't want it, man. He don't want it. And it's funny because even then, Dr. V.S., like, it seems like you're just trying to protect your image as opposed to, like, you know, making her feel good. And he kept it real. He was like, yeah, I'm trying to do that.
Well, I feel like a few of them are.
Yeah.
Like,
cool. Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy's trying to protect his image,
too. Big Draco is trying to be Big Draco. But that was sell another album.
That was a bad look, though, when he was hugging her and his pants was like, come on, bro.
Yeah, I just want my relationship to be as strong as Soulja Boy's pants over his thighs. I need my relationship to be that strong.
He was trying to show off the Gucci draws.
Listen, I need my relationship to be that lifted. Lift the pants up, okay?
I need a little more.
That sagging is a turnoff. I'm sorry.
I don't even know, man. He got a lot to work on. He got a lot to deal with.
I feel like Nia does, too, though. Like, her, quote-unquote, she needs, like, a catchphrase when you pull the string. Mm-hmm. And she keeps saying, he hasn't changed. He hasn't changed. And I feel like that he hasn't changed is, like, a modern version of he didn't mean it or he won't do it again.
Yeah.
And
okay. I see what you mean.
I'm nervous to see, like, the outcome, like, when she leaves him on day 10.
Yeah.
When she leaves him, or I hope she does.
I'm pretty sure she is.
He's going to flip out on her.
They're not together now, so.
He's going to flip out on her the way he flipped out on her in this episode.
Only because he, quote unquote, still trying, and she's like, no, you're not. This is the same cycle. Yeah.
And that's the thing. She realizes that it's not going to work. And I love her analysis. Just going back to that challenge, when she made a lot of sense about, like, oh, he gets to take the challenge because it's kind of like how I feel with him. Like, I'm walking on eggshells. So, like, now he gets to see what it's like to be hesitant to have to walk on eggshells around me. I think that really showed a lot. But the thing that not necessarily confuses me, but the things that make me worry about their relationship is that they end up on good terms, like, every day damn near.
But so, like, it's like, off and on.
Yeah, like, they fall out, and then they good for, like, 4 minutes.
And that's the thing. She even said that. Like, she even knows that. So, it's like, and she's, but she did say, she was like, this is the last try. If we don't get it together here, then that's it. Mm-hmm. And I kind of, I have to say, I believe her when she said it.
So, at this point, what do you think they need? Because I think they just need separation, because they're volatile.
I just think they need to be apart.
What's that song? Okay.
But I'm
Go ahead and sing it. Sing it for us. Sing it.
I just gave you a little word, that's all.
Okay.
I don't think Soulja Boy like taking L's, though. So I don't even think it's about him wanting her. It's just about him not wanting to look stupid.
That could be what it is, but he claiming, you know,
you know.
So are we blaming Nia for him looking stupid, or are we blaming him for looking stupid?
I don't care who you are. You're the blame for yourself looking stupid. If you do something stupid, you look stupid.
Because I have to learn that myself, like, even if the person is not willing to be what you want to be, you are still allowing it by putting yourself in that situation. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, you still hold yourself accountable no matter that what that person's doing to you. You still chose to be there, so guess what? You're putting yourself in that situation. Mm-hmm. So therefore, that person like, oh, cool. Man, you like this crazy stuff. Let's keep it going.
What advice would you give to people like that?
Let it go.
Keep going.
You know what? That's actually good advice. Just because of that, we're going to go ahead and go straight to our special segment, y'all. We like to call it Counselor's Corner. Cue music.
Cue the music.
Oh.
Would you like? Hold on. Here it is. Jayla Rocks. Would you like to introduce?
Of course.
This okay, have to slow down.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Counselor's Corner, where we always give you some great advice to take home to you, your baby daddy, your baby mama, your baby auntie,
hubby wifey,
and, right? Hubby wifey, like wifey that. Husband, and we hope that you can take some of this and apply it to your everyday life. So, I guess with that being said, let's get started.
Absolutely.
Did you like that?
You did that.
Thank you.
I guess I'll start it off then, man. So I got a good piece of advice from Dr. Ish, who said, if you feel like you have to sacrifice yourself for a relationship, you're holding yourself hostage. And I agree.
That was a good one.
You're supposed to fully be able to be you, no matter who you're with.
Shouldn't feel like a sacrifice.
Take all of me or nothing.
Period. They're going to give me a shirt one day.
No, you really need a shirt.
Yeah, you should get one. Okay, I'll go next. I had to put from Judge Lynn Toler, because I love her so much. If you have to, like, you know, apologize, if you apologize and you continue to sin, then it doesn't count.
Whew.
The best apologies for me
change
to anybody is what?
Repent, turn from your ways.
Behavior.
Anybody can be sorry. Period.
Yeah. Period.
That's two words. I'm sorry. I don't mean it, though.
Oh, I thought you meant period was two words.
Well, it's one word.
Period. Okay.
You know what? Last week she had me going. Now this week she... I don't know what's wrong with J-Lo. I don't know. But my counsel's corner would be when they said make yourself happy before everyone else happy. So when Tammy said that, like I said, I can relate to Tammy because I'm that way. So that is true. Make yourself happy before you make others happy, because it's just going to turn into something.
I love that. It reminds me of something that my mentor told me like a few years ago. He said, you can't give from your cup if your cup is empty. So he gave me an example. Like, he literally took me to his sink and he had a saucer with a cup sitting on top of it. He turned the water on and let it run in the cup, and he filled up the cup. He said, you don't give from this portion. Then he turned on the faucet, and then the cup started running over into the saucer. Then he pulled the saucer out. He's like, that's what you want to give. You always want to keep your cup full and give from your overflow. And from that day, he changed my life.
Cool. And I actually, since we have time, I want to piggyback on that. I read a post of a homeless man. I don't know if y'all saw this on social media, but basically he was a homeless man. And so a guy asked him, like, why are you homeless? And he was like, because I helped out the people that basically didn't help me. And so basically saying, like, if you're still building your house, don't give away your bricks until your foundation is solid. Because when that foundation not solid, people taking your bricks away before yours even solid. So therefore, build yourself up first and welcome people to enter your built up situation before you give away your bricks, before your own home is built. Mm-hmm.
Get that house built.
Chateau Charest.
I feel like Jayla just needs to add her little, because you always add that little
if you have that sprinkle. Real House Lives of Atlanta,
That was a tease. I think
her
you
house
both,
is built now though.
Yeah, kind of. I think you both have great like insights. So y'all kind of did the insight for me today.
Thank you.
Y'all did the homework. They're learning something, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm
and
happy.
And she's learning how to be shadier.
Yes. Also, let us know if y'all got any counselor corners moments. Yes. Please drop those in the comments or in the live chat because we're tuned in right now to y'all. Same way you tuned in to us, we're tuned in to y'all. So leave those. And speaking of y'all, we're gonna give y'all some shout outs. So let's pull up these fan shout outs, y'all. Y'all be showing love.
Let's do it.
What's up with me singing today? Like I can really sing.
Love. There we go.
What y'all brought in today?
Okay, so Paige said Lil Mo needs to let Carl and his Cleo set it off braids. Go. I don't like how he pushed her and hit her with the door when he tried to close it in her face. Oh my gosh. What do y'all think about that? And they said Tiffany's childhood is sad as well.
Not the set it off phrase.
You know what made me more upset, honestly, in that scene? I was more upset when he apologized and they kissed. When we heard them kiss. Mm-hmm. After he just did that, so you gonna kiss him? I think I was more upset about that because you're not finna play me like that and then be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Instantly.
No,
instantly
it was it was too quick for me. Like, and that's my problem. That's what my last Valentine's Day was like.
I think he don't know his own strength. His name is Dynamite. He don't know how to turn off the dynamite sometimes.
Forget that. I'm a dynamite inside your head. Because, no, that's crazy.
Well, that's abusive.
She said she wanted to do that sometimes. She just don't want him to die. Listen, you and Mo is like right here.
I'm not, because that was just too soon for me. So, yeah, but.
I guess. Well, too soon. Shout out to Rakita Dobie, always staying in touch
always
with
in
us in the comments. She
yes,
said,
thank you.
So, basically, the backstory is she has some friends who are, like, still cool with their exes. So, she asked them a few questions. She asked them why and how. Oh, she asked them why they're still cool. And they said being together never worked, but they're better as friends. So, they never got along when they were married, but being divorced or whatever, they got along better.
Who?
Her friends. Her friends.
Okay.
So yeah, she has some of her personal friends that were broken up.
I don't know, Rakita. I've never been married. I've never been divorced, but I've always seen divorcees, and they always say like, you know, yeah, we're friends, but the moment that that person moves on or gets another person or a spouse, then it becomes a whole nother issue again. Mm. So is this the honeymoon phase of the divorce, or is this something that may work out in the long run? The best thing I can say, Rakita, is to observe from the outside, girl, and not put yourself into it.
I can think of a couple ways that they would be better off separated, and one is if literally they just grew apart and they both like mutually don't see themselves moving forward. That would be one thing. Or another one is if they both just cheating, so of course they can move on because it's like, I wasn't faithful to you anyways. So those are the two things I can think of, but I don't know, because like she said, I've never been married or divorced.
And then also, too, I know some people that, and off the back, they weren't like that, but eventually they got to that friendship point. Mm-hmm. So, like, because, like, for example, we see Will and Jada and Will's ex-wife, they're all buddy, literally best friends, which I couldn't be me, but they're literally best friends. But we heard the past that, you know, Jada and her didn't like each other at one point. So I feel like it's possible, but it may take time to get there, especially if there's kids involved, too. I know when there's kids involved, it's a little bit easier sometimes. But like I said, over time, though, sometimes it doesn't happen right away.
Yeah.
Because it's people still hurt.
Yeah, sometimes the kids actually can make you get along, too. So, for instance, like, let's say that Fizz and Tiffany didn't really work out. Like, one thing she said that she loves about him, even though they're not really doing their thing, is she loves how he takes care of his kid.
Yeah.
So that's something that can kind of, like, draw people together.
The nicest thing she does say.
Yeah, that part. And it's crazy that this man only said he loved her one time.
It ain't crazy. We ain't surprised.
He could at least say, I love you as a friend, though.
No, because then delusional Tiffany.
Remember what he said. Don't say things because women are going to take it the same way. And at the straight they're in, if he said that, she would take it the wrong way.
But the thing
that
is,
you said
point,
you love me.
But she gets mad when he don't say nothing, though, so he can't win.
But and that's what he said, too. He was like, when I've been genuine, it's coming out. So it's just, they just need to leave each other alone. That's really all there is to it. Ain't no really
need. Or they just need to, they need to switch. Fizz and Nia. And Tiffany and Soulja Boy, they just need to, like, play a swap or something and see what happens.
Not y'all toxic. Let's not do that.
You're right.
That's a different shit show.
Throw them back in the bees.
All right, let us know what y'all think then, y'all. We're about to go straight into our news and gossip because we got some juiciness for y'all.
We got actually too much juiciness for y'all.
Okay, look, my cup runneth over. Is it like Starbucks pink? The pink Starbucks juicy?
Girl, is that the caramel frappuccino, the mocha latte?
Okay, y'all give me the whole Starbucks tease. I'm ready.
Well, Sierra, let us know what it's all about then.
Okay, so if you can you zoom in a little bit more? A little bit more. We're a little bit blind. Okay. So we have a lot of Soulja Boy for you guys. You know, he said, I'm coming back and I'm coming back nonstop. So basically, he just had to let us know that he posted on Instagram that he is living his best life. He made over $2 million this year so far, and he got the girl of his dreams.
$2 million in 2 months.
Yes, and he signed a new record deal. He's so happy about that. So his biggest comeback, period.
But my question, Soulja, is do you own your master's?
A degree? Mm.
Nah. No, girl. The masters of the songs.
Because that's when you really...
That's when you make your money.
Yeah, that's when you're really getting it.
Probably not, but you know. And then, so I was scrolling like I'm always is. And so it's funny how we were talking about Black China, and then we kind of wonder, you know, was she still in the picture? But of course, if you can zoom in a little bit more for me, we see that Soulja did post that he's still with this Tiana girl.
What you think? Ain't nothing changed? When he was with China, those same days, he was still posting, like, I love you, bae.
That's just weird. Like, people just do things for clout.
But I've never seen them two together. That's the only thing that's weird to me is, like, y'all saying y'all love each other, posting each other. He actually has a picture on his page where he's wearing a shirt with her face on it. And it's like, I've never seen y'all together.
All of this is just as fake as these comments on the Instagram needing logos for your business and cartoons. So literally, I'm not here for it.
And you're talking about I love you so much and posting her if you are listening. So, thank you, sis. Okay, so next Soulja Boy. I told you it's all Soulja Boy going on. So he did give us a snippet that his new upcoming album will feature Tory Lanez, Swae Lee, Trippie Redd, Bad Barbie, ASAP Ferg, Chief Keef, Nicki Minaj, Murder Beats, and more. So, I don't know if this is his album or their album, but...
the features are going to be lit,
though. I think the features might...
So is Soulja Boy like the hip-hop Kirk Franklin? He's all these features.
That's a lot of features. I ain't gonna
lie. That would be DJ Khaled then.
That's a lot of features.
My face right now says all of it to all the audio listeners. I am not here for any of it, but
she doesn't like Big Draco. Y'all know that.
I would just be mad if you know Bad Baby, right? The Catch Me Outside girl. Yeah. I would be mad if she out rapped Soulja Boy on his own album.
Surprisingly though, she really can rap. Like I'm
honest. He's gonna lose the fans.
She can read.
Well, I'm going to say I don't really listen to her, but I heard one song and it was actually pretty good.
She can read.
If she rap better than Soulja Boy, he lost a fan.
I mean, you're really a fan.
I'll listen to it on the iPod when it comes out.
The iPod.
Okay, so moving along to our next Soulja Boy topic. Of course, you guys all know, heard about Black China. So they got a little twisted on Twitter. So she basically says, Soulja Boy begged to be with me. He is a thirsty clout chaser. This is from Black China. But of course, he came and backdoored and said... Next one, please.
This is like the pot calling the kettle Black China.
This happened within 2 weeks, which is crazy. But he backdoored that and said, false. She did me first. LOL, don't make me expose her stupid ass. Beep.
Well, to me, honestly, you both are stupid asses.
Yep.
And I feel like this is like the pot calling the kettle. In this case, Black China.
Here's the thing. Like, y'all are supposed to be a unit. Y'all both basically do the same stuff on social media. Y'all both, I guess they both clout chasers in a way. So it's like, y'all are the same kind of person. So y'all should never have a falling out because y'all should already know what it is.
And he also said, that was my friend, but now it's just a lot.
Y'all should be going at each other. Y'all have the same common goal to pop off on social media all 2019. So why are y'all coming at each other?
And I've been over Black China though, so that's nothing new. But then, of course, if you know, we all had the big old Drake thing that happened. So he said that Drake and Soulja Boy are back on good terms. You know, it's always been love. So we knew that was nothing serious.
Yeah,
though.
They was never on bad terms. Yeah. I remember just recently, so right when Soulja Boy did the whole Drake thing, he went into Drake's OVO store and Drake laced him up for free.
Yeah. So he was never that. Just had to put that out there.
Okay.
And then last but not least, so, you know, Black China wasn't done yet. She's still salty. So she said, Soulja, that's why I took your iTunes headphones deal. So if you guys heard about, you know, he's doing a lot. So he's doing his iTunes headphones. And claimingly, Black China says she took the deal. I don't know how. I don't know who and where why. But she's claiming that. So she's being a little petty.
So what are the headphones going to do? For my life.
Help you hear?
help me hear or help me hear through all this BS that y'all are
doing? I don't know, but they're just annoying. Who knows?
All right.
I don't want him to stain his comeback, though. He's staining his comeback, like, heavy. He's doing too much.
Is they doing a lot.
Okay.
And then, of course, last one, if you had heard about Black China, I mean, Tyga and Soulja Boy, their little incident they had. So, basically, Soulja Boy tweeted, "Me and Black China could never work. She likes niggas like Tyga, LOL." Oh. And then he backdoored and said, "I banged your baby mama and played Fortnite with your son."
And this is all according to Hollywood Unlocked. Thank you, Jason Lee.
That's fighting words.
That, you know, I was just about to say that. Hold up. Fighting words.
I think we have a clip because Tyga dropped a freestyle at one of the radio stations and he actually went in. Was it Shade Twirl Soulja? Who knows? Let's listen and find out.
Yeah. Call me a goat. Don't call it a comeback. 7 million records, 9 months. Where Soulja at? I can make the same song. They'll play that. Run around saying that you made me. Why you say that? And I make flock to me like ASAP. And I had to Amber Rose the top, but I make back AE. Why they hate that? Where the bay at? Time is money. Can't let a broke stat in LA. The be famous for a day. I don't chase clout. I just pull in Chase Bank. I got Taste Kush in the good. Don't stink. Sent me a song. It was a prank. And I mean it in a bad way. And you me up every Saturday, and I'm busy with your friend, try another day. I start my own wave, then I ride the wave. Baby, don't be sassy, nothing don't pass me. Diamond hey. Cross Baptiste, pray to me, marry me or not. Hey. Superficial thing, can't wait till we meet. 100 large for the verse, I done did 3 this week. Hot
basically,
I like okay, that. Tyga, you told me something new.
All I gotta say is step your bars up, Big Draco. Where you at? Where
you
at?
Do that, though.
You on social media, but where is your bars? Where is the studio?
I actually like Tyga's. And
that
was
nice.
Is what we need to see in true hip-hop fashion since we're here at the hip-hop edition of Marriage Bootcamp.
Well, Tyga been rapping.
Let's do diss tracks. I don't want to see anybody's social media. As a hip-hop fan, diss tracks are the way
like they did back in the day.
Go. Like they did back
in the day. I'm with that.
We didn't have tweets and Baby Mama and Fortnite. We had bars. And you go there and you take all of your frustration out there and not compete and try to compare yourself.
But you
want to
know why they
not?
I love that.
Because they ghostwriter.
I'm just kidding. I love
I love what you said. And I just want to cap it off by saying bars last way longer than tweets. Just remember that.
I think so. Like, all of the best beefs have been
in music.
Through music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, because that ain't gonna lie, Tyga. I give you that. That was hot. I thought you stopped at Rack City. That was nice, though.
He's been.
Now.
Don't let her disrespect you, Tyga. Don't let her disrespect
not
you, man.
Rack City.
See,
I did too.
We got listen, we got to give her the same look we gave you about the Lauren London thing. Just stare at her.
Okay. All right, we signing off without just me and Byron K.
With that, do you have any more news and gossip, Miss Sierra?
No, I think that's it.
She got all the teas.
So make sure you guys just giving us
send
too
her
much.
All of the teas that you know for the week, and she will shout you
look,
out.
Tag me on my Instagram, Sierra Bonet. Tag me on my Twitter.
Yeah,
like
it. Tag her.
Stafford.
And in the meantime, let's come up with some predictions, y'all. It's that time. Let's say what we think is going to happen.
And now,
watch out.
All it's right. So intense.
Go ahead and start it off, Jayla. What do you think is going to happen?
All right. So what I think is going to happen is I think that, okay, finally, because my last week they tricked me. So this week, if we finally, after 3 weeks, I've been hoping for it, we get Lie Detector Day. And that's one of my favorites because I'm like the messiest. I'd be right there with my teas watching the show with you guys. I think that the Tiffany situation is going to blow up, and not necessarily for Fizz, but for Tiffany, because
it's
going to backfire. I think Tammy let out something out of the bag this week episode, and she said that she had a boyfriend before she got there.
Mm-hmm.
So this may be something that we get to see next week, and I can't wait because it's going to blow up.
Yeah. So you think that Tiffany's going to be the one that's going to like shake everything up a little
bit? Yeah, Tiffany's trying to play angel. And I think that, you know, in good marriage bootcamp fashion, nobody goes home safe.
Nope.
Okay.
I totally agree. I agree.
I backdoor, and I'm going to add a little something to that because we also saw a snippet at the very end. Fizz and Walker were talking. The W's. Fizz and Walker were talking. He kind of mentioned that Fizz said she wants a rapper, not a relationship. So it kind of made it seem like he knows something we don't know. Basically, mm-hmm. for him to say, you know, Tiffany wants a rapper, not a relationship, he knows something we don't. So
yeah,
he feels like she chasing clout. And then we hear what Tammy said. So I'm like, Tiffany. You're doing all this, girl, and you gotta move. I think
he's just not giving her what she wants. Of course, just like how we was talking about earlier with growing up hip-hop with Angela. Like, if you're not giving her what she wants, she's gonna go dibble and dabble.
But you don't think there's some truth behind what he said? You think he just said that for fun?
No, I think there's some truth, but I it's so weird, man. I think that she just wants what he doesn't want. And with that, she's doing whatever she can to, like, be like, look, I can do this, I can do that. Or she's just trying to get it in however she can.
I mean, I don't know her personally. Like I said, we know what the cameras show. But I really think she really wants him. I don't think she wants the... Because let's be real, he's barely a rapper. But like, so it's like, I don't know.
He was a rapper?
Yeah.
He never sang in B2K?
He was the rapper of the group.
What was one of his raps?
Some tell your friends, Lil Fizz is it.
Okay, we're signing off. Thank you, hero from the 90s.
I'm gonna play some that leaves or refresh my memory.
I gotta look through the iPod.
I just don't remember.
I gotta look through the iPod. I looked at my Zoom, actually. You remember
not the Zoom?
But do you think that that's why she's not giving him the cakes, though, in the house?
What's the...
She's not giving him the cakes.
That could be a reason why.
So if she won him, like...
That's why I'm like, honestly, Tiffany, that's what I think it is, because speaking from a woman's perspective, I say all the time, even she's strong because, listen.
The delusion is strong.
She's thinking long term,
I think. Tiffany. That's why she's not, because she's thinking long term. She's like,
I get that.
It's going to feel good now, but it's going to mess me up in the future.
That's what I'm saying. I get that, but I more power to her because I probably would slip up. But, you know.
With Fizz?
Yeah.
Girl, okay. What do you get out of that? Some tickets?
It ain't the point of getting nothing out of it. I'm just doing because I want to. It ain't about me. It's about Tiffany. But, I mean, in the end, though, it could be a point that she does have a dude, so it makes her easier for her not to give him anything on top of him treating her bad and all this type of stuff.
Okay. I got a question for y'all. Who do you think is going to be the worst couple going into this next challenge, a lie detector? Who are y'all the most worried about?
Worried about or excited about?
Both. Give me both.
Right. Worried?
I ain't worried about none of them. I want them all to fight.
Well, damn.
Well, it's the truth. That's what lie detector is for. Get to the truth.
True.
That's what we're here for. So
I'm nervous.
I'm excited to see Carl and Mo.
I'm nervous about them.
We're gonna close this FaceTime story before the end of the season. You can't leave a show with a cliffhanger. So we're gonna finally get to the end of FaceTime. Who are you FaceTiming?
You know they're gonna ask all them questions too.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not surprised with the car situation because we know he's a cheater. So I'm expecting something cheating to come out. So I'm not going to hold my breath because I expect it. I'm just ready to see. Well, I'm not going to say Tiffany and Drew because he said, honestly, I feel like they already told us. The lie detector might just give a little bit more in depth, but I feel like there's nothing that, I mean, it might not. I'm just saying, based off what I've seen on the surface, it's like, shoot, y'all been telling us everything. You know, they got cheaters, liars, abusers, and, you know, I don't care for you. So it's like, well, shoot, you already put it out there. But I think what we're going to get is answers, like she said, like more deeper answers than what we got. That's all.
Mm. You know what? Well, let us know what y'all think, y'all. Leave us comments. We read them. You already know. Mm-hmm. And please, make sure you tune in next week and the week after. I think we have 2 episodes left. And
that's
then it's
crazy.
All over,
please. It was just day one when we were just pushing each other.
Yeah, I feel like we just started this big family and now we got to say goodbye, at least for now. Not goodbye, see you later. So we're not saying goodbye, we're saying see you later. So please make sure y'all tune in. As always, I'm Byron. I'm one of your hosts. You can find me online everywhere at Hero from the 90s. Pretty soon, herofromthe90s.com. You can also catch me on our other after show, Growing Up Hip Hop LA. Jayla, where can they find you?
And you can watch me flexing it for the gram. Follow me at Who is Jayla Rock. That's 2X3.
If you nasty.
Hey guys, it's me, Sierra Stafford. You know you can find me at my Twitter at Sierra B Stafford and my Instagram at Sierra Stafford, and of course Growing Up Hip Hop LA.
Boom. And make sure you follow the whole network at AfterBuzz TV. That's everywhere on social media. And until next time, we'll see you next week. Stay blessed, stay beautiful, and keep buzzing, y'all.
Peace. Buzz you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.